Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There is Gino Toretta on our stream, and Gino joins us on Thursdays. Gino, the Heisman Trophy winner, joins us Thursdays courtesy of the local 519 Plumbers Union in football and in life. It's about being on the right team. Join the winning team at Local 519 Plumbers Union, a proven path to a strong career. Visit plumbers519.com. Gino will be on the call Saturday for Ole Miss and Georgia on Touchdown Radio. He is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Hurricanes, Gino, have a Friday night game. They host Louisville tomorrow, Hard Rock Stadium. They're two touchdown favorites. What do they need to be worried about? Is every game, because they don't have a ranked opponent left on their schedule. So is every game moving forward for the Hurricanes that potential trap game or hurdle? Because it is almost impossible to go undefeated.
Well, every game's a hurdle. I think that every game just makes the next one more important. Every victory. I think that, As we've learned with Penn State, the one loss went and turned into three, and the head coach was exited out the door with a $50 million check. So you have expectations of getting in the playoffs, getting in the conference championship game, and hopefully fighting for a national championship. So every one of these games is important. As far as the ranked, unranked, listen, I think that we're at a point in the season where some teams have not played a lot of strong opponents, or, you know, for whatever reason, I don't think the rankings are really correct right now. I mean, USC's only got one loss. They're at 20. Notre Dame's got two. They're at 12 or something like that. I mean, Indiana so far and Miami have probably had the toughest road to this point in the season, and they're both undefeated and they're 2-3. So, I think Louisville is a quality team. They've given us problems before. Miller Moss, the quarterback, you know, he's a transfer from USC. He's shown at times he can be explosive. He's also shown at times he can make head-scratching mistakes, and that's why, you know, USC made a switch last year and to Mayava and sent him on his way through the transfer portal to make him a bunch of money in Louisville. So I think they have players, and listen, Jeff Brohm was a teammate of mine in the 49ers, and he's a sharp coach. And I don't think you can take anybody lightly, because this is it's kind of like when we were in school, Hawk. This was the other team's national championship,
right?
When they're trying to knock us off, and you have to take that approach. You're going to get their best shot, and you know what? You just don't want it to land.
I want to talk Hurricanes, but you mentioned Penn State. Were you shocked that James Franklin was let go, or no?
I think that after reading some of the stuff that was going on, no. I think that, listen, they did everything they could for this season to be prepared to win a national championship or get back to that place. and they played very tight. They played very conservative, like they didn't have a loaded team, a very highly paid team. And after during the UCLA game, I mean, the end of half, they're down by 20 points. And James Franklin's trying to manage the clock to go for three. I've never heard of a coach with three timeouts, experienced quarterback, trying to go for three and not trying to score a touchdown the whole time. And then at the end of the game, not having his team prepared that the opponent was going to take a safety and let him take an extra 6 to 10 seconds off the clock. Like those kinds of things are just, to me, as egregious errors. But I think how he coached made the team even tighter. And the athletic director said, hey, basically we won a national championship and we're not getting it. And he hasn't been able to beat a top 10 team. He beat the teams he was supposed to beat and never beat the teams he wasn't. And that's okay in a lot of places, but it's not in some place that's paying like Penn State and wants a national championship.
Hey, Gino, getting back to UM for a second, do you still need to see more from Carson Beck? Because he had the USF game where he threw for 300 plus yards. And I know against Florida, I remember you saying, you know, you kind of wanted him basically sling the ball a little bit more, have a little bit more confidence. The bounce back against FSU was great, threw it 27 times. But do you still need to see another big game? Because I know Louisville's pass rush is really, you know, what their defense is centered around. Does he have to come out and show you a little bit more so that you have a ton of confidence in him to lead this team in a playoff game?
I'm not worried about the big stat game. I'm worried about more of the consistency. I want to see consistency. And I thought Notre Dame, I thought he played well, and I thought the whole team got a little conservative. Maybe that was from Mario. Hey, we're just, you know what, we got this. Let's play conservative. I thought at Florida, he did not look as comfortable throwing the ball, wasn't as accurate throwing the ball as he was in the Notre Dame game. I just want to see more consistent. He's had some great games, which are great, but I want to see it, you know, consistently. I don't need to see 500 yards and five touchdowns. I just want to, you know, methodical, hey, get me in the right play and move down the field. And I think that he's done that for the most part. And, you know, listen, they got through the toughest part of their season, you know, so far, and they're undefeated. And they're right where they, you know, where they dreamed of being in the summer. Hey, we want to be undefeated. And right here, I normally tend to not like Friday games, but they've had plenty of time off, so they should be well prepared for the game. And just makes for crappy traffic down here in Miami, getting out of town down to the Hard Rock.
But if you do want to compete for a Heisman Trophy, you have to have 500-yard, five-touchdown games, no?
I never threw for 500. I got a trophy, but
you probably didn't throw you for that little. You probably didn't throw for that little. You probably threw for 600 plus every game.
I would say this: you have to have a game where, or probably more than one, where the game is on you. And what I mean by that is, the opponent said, "We're shutting down the run. Throw it on us. And if you can beat us throwing it, fine." That's what you got to have. And you got to have, you know, where they're getting to your pressure. And I will say, you know, if you're talking about the Heisman, you look at their schedule, not having a ranked opponent the rest of the schedule is going to hurt, because you don't have that team at the end of the year. You don't have that Florida State game, you know, in late October. You don't have, you know, a November game. You don't have, you know, those kind of games at the end that are a feather in your cap in the conference play. So, you know, but I think that he just keeps doing what he's doing. I wouldn't worry about the trophy. That stuff takes care of itself at the end, as long as your team keeps taking care of business.
Now, let's see how much you know about your own career. Thanks to AI, I have some of your highlights. Do you know your single game passing yards record and who it was against?
485 San Diego State.
485 San Diego State. You nailed it. Do you know what your longest pass completion was?
99, my first start in 91 against Arkansas. 99 yards.
Who was it to?
Those are easy ones. Oh, Horace Copeland. Those are easy ones.
Do you know how many career yards you had at UM?
No. Between 7,000 and 8,000. Less than 8, more than 7.
It's funny. On AI, it says 7,690. It says some sources cite his total passing yards as 8,225. So I don't know which one. I'll have to ask John Root.
I would say this. I think my freshman year, I think I threw my redshirt freshman year 1,300, and I threw for basically 3 and 3. So now it'd be like 7,600, something like that. But when we played, the bowl game wasn't counted in stats. Like Ron Dane, who basically scored more touchdowns than anybody ever and had more yards rushing than anybody ever, if you count his bowl games. Like some people say, well, those shouldn't count, which to me it's like, okay, well, if our bowl game records don't count, how are you going to count a 15-game schedule stats versus mine? I think the difference, I will say this, one of the things I'm probably most proud of, I think my junior year, I think I was averaging like 18 yards of completion, which is far greater than anybody now, that all the short passes. And I think I averaged like 285, 288, something like that. I averaged close to 300 a game. And
why could you average 18 yards a pass? Because your receivers were so good, you never had to check down, you never looked to check down.
Like, we went deep. If I saw it, I was throwing, you know, like I told you, throw that bleeper up. I'm going to go get that. that's the attitude we had. And I think that when I played, it was, you know, lack of a running game. And the opposing defenses were like, we're going to try to hit Treader with the blitz. Okay, bring it on. I know I was going to take shots, but you want to put me in blitz, that means it's just Kevin Williams, Lamar Thomas, Horace Copeland, and those guys in one-on-one coverage. I'll take my chances. And, you know, I mean, heck, I try to tell these kids at Gulliver, Wesley Carroll is, you know, the receivers coach and help his sons there. And I threw Wesley a ball my redshirt freshman year. I was under center. We used to have basically a play. If you didn't guard the first slot receiver, all I did was tap my hip and I was going to take the snap, stand up and throw him the ball. I mean, it's a simple game, really. It's just, just don't make it hard. I literally stood up, threw the ball sideways. It went maybe a yard and a half down the field. Wesley Carroll went 88 yards for the touchdown. And that went.
Carroll has that kind of speed?
Wesley Carroll. And I tell people, I go, I threw the ball less than 2 yards. And you know what it says in the stat sheet? 1 for 1, 88 touchdown. And that's what I'm talking about. It's just get the ball out of your hand, get the ball into receiver's hands. You know, the same thing with Beck is doing now with Tony and these guys. I mean, they got some weapons, and it's fun to watch. But a lot of it was, we didn't throw a lot of short. I don't know. If somebody's going to challenge us, we were going by them, and that's.
But I feel like it's more conservative nowadays.
The game has changed. You know, the game has changed, and it's kind of frustrating. But Georgia, so nobody goes under center, right? Everybody sits in shotgun. Everybody plays this kind of 7-on-7 game, which that's great to an extent. But it's also not great because you lose a lot of things that you can be successful at in a game. And that means quick drop back, throw a 6-yard hitch, let that receiver move the ball down. So when you go to shotgun, what does it turn into? It turns into that annoying wide receiver screen behind the line of scrimmage, and you hope one guy makes a block, and you hope the guy falls forward for a few yards. But like Georgia did something last week, hadn't seen in a while. And the only reason they could do is they went under center. They got in the goal line. It was the old, you know, I formation, wing set. The quarterback reverses out, shows ball, and the backside defensive end, he can't see, and he's not used to seeing. He's got contained. He crashes down thinking, oh, I'm going to light up the running back. Quarterback pulls that ball, runs around, 10-yard touchdown, game over, Georgia wins. And the only reason they could make that fake is they got under center. And that's the kind of stuff where – I get the shotgun and I like
it. So why not?
Why not get under center?
Yeah. Why don't you see more teams doing that?
Because it's we're in high school. I don't think we could do a center quarterback exchange. I don't know if our guy got under center, if our center would be ready for to snap the ball.
You don't do it at all.
No, it's a different snap. I mean, think about it. All they're doing is throwing the ball back in a under center. The guy is snapping the ball to his rear end, and he's got to hit your hands in between. But you should be doing.
What am I saying? It's just a lost art form,
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, yeah. And they're not forced to do it. Like I see, you know, simple things to me, football is numbers. There's 11 players on defense. They can only line up in so many ways. Okay. When they explode these formations and motions and there's no backs in the backfield, there's five offensive linemen, right, all the time. There's four D linemen. Now, when the defense moves out of that box and there's, let's say there's one linebacker. Well, that's 5-on-5. I like my chances. I'm a runner at quarterback. I'm the sixth guy, right? So I'm like, I tell the kids, I'm like, if you see that, just go under center. You'll fire, and run quarterback wedge. I mean, you're going to get 5 yards just falling forward. Like stuff like that to me should be second nature, but it's the same thing with, you know, why I don't agree with coaches being allowed to call timeouts for teams on the sideline. Like it make, you know, to me, it's like I had to know when the 25-second clock was going to go up. I had to know when there was going to be a delay game, and I either had to make a calculated choice, timeout or not timeout. And Georgia last week against Auburn, their coach calls timeout. The officials stop the game. And then he tells the officials, oh, no, I was saying they were clapping. I didn't want the timeout. And it's just like, okay, we'll take that out of the coach's hands. But there are just some things I think are very simple in the game that aren't done anymore.
Gino, I don't know if you heard Tom Brady. He's talked about this a lot where he says young quarterbacks coming into the league aren't developed properly. And it sounds like you're saying, like you're speaking truth to that, but it's not just in the college level. It's before that as well. Cause he said they're coddled and it's like all dumbed down for them so that they make no mistakes and that, you know, they're just doing one thing well, and they're not prepared when they get to that next level. And he went deeper into the fact that young quarterbacks in the NFL aren't in defensive meetings as well. Like he kind of expanded on it.
Well, they're not taught. You have to be taught, okay? It's like, to me, it's like, okay, there's 11 guys on defense. There's only so many ways they're going to line up. If they're going to blitz here, then there's weaknesses here. If they're going to play this coverage, this is where I want to run the ball. All it is, you know, like in geometry back in the day, the if this, then what hypothesis, that to me is what a quarterback should be doing. If we call this play and they run this defense against it, then what do I do? And you have to have an answer for that. And if you're not taught that from college, and they're not, because you get to the pros and in college, if you're, hey, you know what? I know that guy's not blocked, but I'm going to take my chances. Well, you take your chances in the NFL and you're going to get concussed and you're going to be knocked out of the game. And that's the difference. But some college coaches will take their chances and say, no, we'll be all right. And I'm like, I don't know. To me, I was taught, no, we're not going to be all right. We're protecting quarterback first, and then we'll let out, you know, two or three guys. You know, but everybody wants to release five receivers every set, and they don't want to protect the quarterback, and they'll take their chances and say, okay, well, oh, well, we got Lamar Jackson. He can run around, and or you know, the kid in Buffalo, he can run around and stay upright for 10 seconds. And it's just like, I wouldn't teach the game like that. You know, it's great to have that ability and to extend plays, but I would teach it as, okay, if the defense lines up like this and it's 3rd and 6, what are our top 5 plays? Call one of them. And every single play and every single matriculation in your mind. The same thing where the quarterback should call timeouts on the field, not the head coach on the sideline. You know, it should come in. But I have been told by coaches in college that have been head coaches at Power 5 programs that I make too much money to allow an 18, 19-year-old kid to get me in the right play. And to me, that is a total cop-out. It's like when, you know, the Florida school system was doing the bonuses for the whatever, the standardized testing score things. It would be like the teacher, as you're taking the test, just here are the answers.
It's that's how I graduated high school, Gino. I mean, come on. That's what got me through grade
school. I think what happens is, big win against Western Kentucky now.
You're
the anomaly, though, Gino, when it comes to young quarterbacks being able to recognize all that stuff. Like, so you're doing it through your prism, and I don't think a lot of quarterbacks could do that. And certainly, I think if a high school quarterback.
I think they can. It's not hard to count to 11. Everybody can. I mean, they're not going out there and being like, oh my God, this is a science experiment, and they got to split an atom. Like in the middle of the play, it's simple counting.
I think,
okay, here's our formation. How are they going to line up?
I think if you had a high school quarterback go from shotgun to run up underneath center and then yell fire, 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 they would have the same reaction. The other 10 would have the same reaction as if they were asked to go split an atom.
No. I got them to throw uncovered. I seriously go, just slap your hip. I go, do whatever, woo, yell it. Like, I go, I don't care. Just make sure you two are on the same page. But if the defense isn't going to cover you, just throw the ball to you. And I'm like, it's as simple as that. Just take what they're going to give you. So I think they can all be taught. They're smart enough to do that. But you have to expect that out of the player too. You have to expect that, hey, okay, why did you keep this play on? Why did you run this play? Like Dennis Erickson was like, you can change the play whenever you want. Just make sure it works. I was like, all right, I'm good. So,
fair enough.
So that's kind of how it worked. And Lamar said, you ain't going to win the Heisman handing it off, so we're going to throw it all.
Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner. He can be heard with us every Thursday, courtesy of the local 519 Plumbers Union. With all the changes in how America does business, you can count on one thing. The union-trained plumbers of local 519. Join a winning team today with Local 519 Plumbers Union, a proven path to a strong career. Visit plumbers519.com. Thank you, Gino. We'll talk to you next week.
Always.
There you go. Gino Toretta.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Socrates once said, you don't know what your body can do until it does it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.